Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Cork and Galway are set to take to the pitch at Croke Park this weekend for the third year in a row as both sides battle it out to be current All-Ireland Senior Camogie Champions. Cork had their three in a row hopes quelled last year by a phenomenal Galway side. They'll be looking to replicate the success of their ladies football counterparts from last week as they line out at GAHQ. The Drives women's Ailish O'Reilly is looking forward to another All-Ireland decider.
This is where you want to be, I suppose, at the end of the year. These days don't come around often, and I suppose obviously being a couple of years in the panel now, I know I want to treasure these days, I suppose, as best I can, and it's great to see all the young boys and girls out, and if we can inspire a couple of them, I suppose that's what we want to do.
She says there were a lot of lessons for her side to take after falling short against the Rebels in the opening round of the championship back in June in Athenry.
There's such a good team there at the minute. Obviously we have a huge battle ahead of us. Cork obviously put us back at our pedestal here back in June, and we had to have a good hard look at ourselves, but look, we won't panic yet. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
With the last two final clashes between Cork and Galway producing dramatic conclusions, O'Reilly is adamant this will be another tough battle and an entertaining conclusion to the championship for neutral supporters.
Such a battle now, and there's no love lost between the two teams. I suppose, it's going to be a tenacious battle. I suppose we won last year and they won the year before, both by what a throw of the ball, I'd say. So, yeah, I mean, as players, it's exciting. It's where you want to be, and no doubt for a neutral or for supporters coming up. Hopefully we can, I suppose, give them a good game and get out the right side of it. Hopefully both teams put on, I suppose, a spectacle for the crowd that is in it, and no doubt it'll be tit for tat, and as I said, I doubt there'll be a puck of a ball between it.
Meanwhile, Cork's Maeve Cahalan knows this weekend's challenge will be anything but easy and says her side will have to be ready to battle for everything when the whistle is blown.
I suppose it's just such an experienced side. They're really skillful, hardworking, and they're really good on breaks kind of around the middle third. I suppose last year in the first half, they were probably the ones that set the intensity and they probably set the tone. And we just have to be careful with that this year, that, you know, we're ready for battle from minute one. They're a really, really tough physical side. And, you know, we're just going to have a huge battle ahead of us. So we'd have to be ready.
With the likes of Millie Condon, Ava Fitzgerald and Isabel Sheehan all set to start their first All-Ireland decider, Cahalan believes the mixture of new faces and experience in the team could prove the difference on the day.
You know, new girls into the squad this year and new faces on the pitch. Look, it just probably, like, is the unknown. And at times that can be exciting and it can bring energy to a thing. And obviously then a lot of us have been there for a good few years now. And played in Croke Park, so maybe the familiarity for us will make them settle. But no, it's just really exciting. Like, if you said to us at the start of the year that we'd be back in an All-Ireland final on the 9th of August, we'd have taken your hand off for it. So we're going to enjoy the lead up, and look, we're going to go at it as best as we can, and hopefully a performance that will be enough to come out on top.